Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The ultra-raunchy comedy Hot Tub Time Machine opened in 2010 to low expectations. It wound up taking in nearly $65 million at the box office. That can only mean one thing, Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Rob Corddry, Craig Robinson, and Clark Duke return as ethically challenged stoners who use their time-traveling skills to become fabulously wealthy. But when one of them is nearly murdered, they have to get back in the hot tub and track down the assassin who came from the future. Just like Terminator, right? Well, not exactly. The plot doesn't make a lick of sense, of course. It simply serves as an excuse for some sordid behavior played for laughs. The raunch factor has been amped up a few more notches in this shamelessly crude and lewd feature. I reluctantly admit that it has its funny moments, but far too few to justify its length and the barrage of vulgarity that you have to endure to get to them. I wanted to hop in the hot tub, go back in time, and skip the screening. From the other end of the cinematic universe comes Song of the Sea, a charming, old-fashioned, hand-drawn animated feature that's been nominated for an Academy Award. It deals with the ancient Celtic legend of a Selkie, a being that is human on land and a seal in the water. A young Irish lad must muster all of his heroism to save his little sister from an enchantment. The art direction is beautiful, the music is engaging, and the voice talent is first rate. It may all be a bit too esoteric for very young children, but the Song of the Sea is an unusually heartwarming bit of folklore told with genuine artistry. Also this week, Kevin Costner is back with yet another sports movie, McFarland USA, a true story from Disney about a California track coach and his Latino team. The Duff is a teen comedy about a designated ugly fat friend. Don't write me, that's what it stands for. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.